Chapter 38. To the Dungeon. The strange threesome made their way down the golden stairs of the castle. The princess and Mig walked side by side, and Roscoe hid himself again in the pocket of Mig's apron, and Mig pointed the sharp tip of the knife at the princess's back, and together they went down, down, down. The princess was led to her fate, as around her everyone slept. The king slept in his giant bed, with his crown on his head and his hands crossed on his chest, dreaming that his wife, the queen, was a bird with green and gold feathers, who called his name, Philip, 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 without ceasing. Cook slept in a too small bed off the kitchen, dreaming of a recipe for soup that she could not find. Where did I put that? She mumbled in her sleep. Where did that recipe go? It was for the queen's favorite soup. I must find it. And not far from Cook, in the pantry, atop a bag of flour, slept the mouse, Despero, dreaming, as you know, reader, of knights in shining armor, of darkness, and of light. And in the whole of the darkened sleeping castle, there was only the light of the candle in the hand of Miggery Sow. The candle shone on the princess's dress and made it sparkle, and the princess walked tall in the light and tried not to be afraid. In this story, reader, we have talked about the heart of the mouse and the heart of the rat and the heart of the serving girl, Miggery Sow, but we have not talked about the heart of the princess. Like most hearts, it was complicated, shaded with dark and dappled with light. The dark things in the princess's heart were these: a very small, very hot, burning coal of hatred for the rat who was responsible for her mother's death. And the other darkness was a tremendous sorrow, a deep sadness that her mother was dead, and that the princess could now only talk to her in her dreams. And what of the light in the princess's heart? Reader, I am pleased to tell you that the pea was a kind person, and perhaps more important, she was empathetic. Do you know what it means to be empathetic? I will tell you. It means that when you are being forcibly taken to a dungeon, when you have a large knife pointed at your back, when you are trying to be brave, you are able still to think for a moment of the person who is holding that knife. You are able to think, oh, poor Mig, she wants to be a princess so badly, and she thinks that this is the way. Poor, poor Mig, what must it be like to want something that desperately? That, reader, is empathy. And now you have a small map of the princess's heart. Hatred, sorrow, kindness, empathy. The heart that she carried inside her as she went down the golden stairs and through the kitchen, and finally, just as the sky outside the castle began to lighten, down into the dark of the dungeon with the rat and the serving girl.